Saul's early life represents Pentecost. His later life represents tabernacles. This whole section here in the book of Acts gives us this transition, which we expect in our own day, now at this time in history, so it has a lot to do with us. Does that make any sense? If I could put it on the board for just one moment here. Saul, when he was still called Saul, his job was to persecute the church. But as Paul, after his conversion experience, representing the work done under tabernacles, is to preach the word and to preach Christ. So he shows us how to make that transition from Pentecost to tabernacles. We know that that's Pentecost because in the Old Testament, the King Saul was crowned on the day called Pentecost. Saul is a Pentecostal type. So in the New Testament, we find the same thing. And King Saul persecuted David, so also the Saul of the New Testament persecuted the church. So Paul was well aware of all of this, and I'm sure that he understood very well, according to the book of Galatians, the difference between the old order and the new. And he talked about this as well. In fact, in order to really understand it and understand Paul's writing in Galatians 4 about Hagar and Sarah and how the son of the bondwoman persecuted the son of the free woman and the two covenants, in order to understand all that, you need to know a little bit about Paul's life and his early life. Because what he was saying about this persecution was something that he actually lived out. He actually did this. So he was giving a little bit of his own history. It's not like we're talking about some people, 2,000 miles away. No, this was personal history, and he knew this very well. And I'm sure he had plenty of regrets.